Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
As a beginner, what we want to do is limit the scope of all the information that's out there on real estate investing, because there's a ton. And narrowing it down to what you need to know, mastering it, and moving on to the next step.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hello, best of listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today we'll be speaking with Antonio Cucciniello. Antonio, how are you doing today? And how did I pronounce the last name?
You got it.
I thought I did.
Yeah. You nailed it. You actually did pretty good. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to our conversation. A little bit about Antonio. He is a senior software engineer on the innovation team at Kinesso, and he has 1 year of real estate experience. During that time, he has purchased 3 rentals, 2 duplexes and a triplex for a total of 7 units. He is based in Austin, Texas, and you can learn more about him at his YouTube channel called Invest Starters. So InvestStarters. So Invest Starters, the S and the T combined. We'll have a link in the show notes as well, so make sure you check that out. So Antonio, do you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Yeah. So I was always interested in real estate investing for my entire life. My dad's a contractor. So growing up, he was always fixing things up and he always wanted me to fix things up and help him. But he doesn't understand the math side of things, the investing side of things. So I go to school and then day one of my first job, I can't do this forever. So that's when I started going down bigger pockets. I started reading all these books, trying to learn how to invest. But I was really stuck for 4 years trying to figure out how to get started. It was very scary taking all of my money. I'm 27, so taking all my money and putting it into an investment property for me was my life savings. And just hoping it worked out was the thing that kept me up at night. I was scared all the time. And it wasn't really until I started taking all the knowledge I had and trying to break it down into a step-by-step process that made me feel a little bit more comfortable about doing it and becoming really good at my numbers. So I finally, after 4 years of doing that while living in New York City, I bought my first property in Ewing. I got a triplex, and then I was back at the end of 2019. And now A few months later, I was hooked and I was like, I got to get this going again. I can't wait another 4 years to save up money for a new property. So I went to go look for properties and then I found a few and I was like, where can I get the money for them? And this is right before the pandemic hit. And I started learning about home equity loans and no one in my family comes to money or anything, right? So my dad would always say like, oh, I never have enough money, never have enough money. But I realized he owned his house. I was like, can we use that? My dad doesn't have a full-time job. He has his business, but self-employed. So he didn't make enough income. So I co-signed a mortgage with him to use that money to get cash to buy two more duplexes. And then now what we're doing is we're going to be working on the rehab for some of these to try to increase the home value and then take that money out and pay back the home loan that we took out on his home. So what I'm focused on today is I'm currently trying to find a new market. I have a huge spreadsheet with different cities around the US. I just moved to Austin last week, actually. So it's still new. I set up a new office here and everything. And I've been focused on as well helping beginners based off of my experience. I teach a 4-week class and I have a 6-month mentoring program where I help beginners get started. And I used to do a lot more YouTube videos. Now, the past month or so, I've been really focused on TikTok. I've seen significant growth on there and it's been a lot of fun. There's a lot of other real estate investors on there as well. So I've been focused on back and forth between growing my real estate investing business and also while helping different beginners start out.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. One of the hardest tasks to balance while scaling your real estate investing business is accounting. Well, realestateaccounting.co takes care of the numbers for you so you can grow your business and revenue. REA helps property managers and investors save time and money by automating back office, financial, admin, and accounting. Starting is quick and seamless, from accounts payable to reconciliations, taxes, and reporting. Go to realestateaccounting.co/best ever to find out how REA clients save on average 30% by leveraging their accounting services versus hiring in-house. With CPAs on staff and being owner-operators themselves, REA knows the challenges of your growing real estate business. Try it risk-free at realestateaccounting.co/best ever. And remember to mention the Best Ever Podcast sent you to receive up to $1,800 towards onboarding and services. That's realestateaccounting.co/best ever. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
I definitely want to get back to the TikTok thing, but first let's talk about your other focus, which is the teaching. So as you mentioned, it took you 4 years from becoming aware of real estate investing to do your first deal. So let's say I'm one of your clients and I say, Antonio, I want to get started in real estate, but I don't want to do what you did and wait 4 years. How can I do this faster? What would you say back to that person?
I teach a 6-step process. First, and this is pretty basic with everything, so this part may not be new, but when we get farther down, it may be interesting to you, is first is getting clear goals. Without having a goal of what you want to do, because some people want to generate a lot of money quickly. Some people want to make passive income and quit their job. So we need to really get clear on what your goals are first before we can then do what is step 2, which is have a clear strategy. Now, one of the big things that I got stuck on as a beginner was not having a lot of money. I kept saying, oh, maybe I should fix and flip first. But I knew that I always really wanted to do rentals because I wanted passive income. So for me, I was bouncing back and forth between the two. there's completely different formulas, right? There's ARV and then there's cash flow, trying to figure out which one is the best for you. I think as a beginner, what we want to do is limit the scope of all the information that's out there on real estate investing, because there's a ton. And narrowing it down to what you need to know, mastering it, and moving on to the next step. So first is starting with a strategy after you've aligned your goals. So for example, if you want to do passive income, Theo, if that's what you want to do, then I would recommend one of the ways you can get a buy and hold situation, which would be something like a house hack or a turnkey or just a traditional 25% down buy and hold. Once we pick a strategy, then it's okay, what location can I do this strategy in? Because another area that I see a lot of beginners, and I struggled with this too, living in Manhattan, I was like, how the heck am I going to buy anything here? Everything's too expensive. But also, I needed to find a location that was actually going to be good for investing, because obviously there's a bunch that aren't. So I have a 9-step process that I would take them through, where I've tried to make it as specific while also available for a beginner to do, because beginners don't have access to a lot of these paid softwares like PropStream or Neighborhood Scout. They're afraid to invest the money. So what I've done was I tried to create a process that they can go out and pull the information on publicly available sites to get actual data and then compare the cities based on the data and how well they know them. So right now, when I was saying I was picking a new location, I have this list of 31 new cities that I'm taking a look at. And this morning, I narrowed it down from 31 to 5 based off of price to rent ratio, crime, unemployment rate, population growth, and a few other things. Once you've then picked the location, then we need to say, okay, it's time to get your financing in order. We got to work on your credit. We got to work on your debt to income ratio. We need to work on making sure you have income. Maybe this means you need to get a partner. This is where I would teach them different ways to invest, different strategies that they can pull out. For example, the cash out refi that we did with my dad's property in a partnership. That was a way of combining multiple types of financing strategies in one in order to buy a property creatively. And sometimes it takes that for some of these people. At the end of that step, I would take them through and make sure they get a pre-approval letter if they're going to use a traditional lender, which most times they do for a first property. And then after that, it's about mastering how to analyze deals. I had to analyze 200 deals before I started. And even then, I was still a little bit iffy. But once I knew the numbers as well as they were today, then I knew that when I bought it, it was going to give me money the day after. So once we've taken them through and they've analyzed enough deals, then it's time to just make offers. And then at that point, it's just a matter of time. So that's the 6 steps. Once you make an offer, you're good to go. You get your first property. Which then opens up a whole nother bottle of worms to getting them to that stage. That's the 6 steps that I outline is what needs to be done.
Thank you for sharing that. So let's transition to TikTok now. So I've talked to people who've used Instagram. I've talked to people who obviously use Facebook, Twitter. And then the most unique one until now would be Snapchat. Real estate people using Snapchat to grow their business, but TikTok. Maybe walk us through why you chose TikTok in the first place and then what you're doing on there, and then some of the benefits you've gotten from using that platform.
Yeah. So a bit of background before TikTok was that I've made YouTube videos for the last 4 years. I had a YouTube channel called Project Action. I've been guest posting on a YouTube channel called Simple Programmer that has, I don't know now, 20,000 subscribers or something. So I've been making YouTube videos for a while and videos for a while. But I haven't seen too much success on, being completely honest. And I've posted over 550 videos. It's not a matter of me being consistent. Consistency is my thing. So my girlfriend actually, this is the start of the pandemic. I had downloaded TikTok. I looked at it. I was like, I don't need another addicting social media app. I get this out of my life. Deleted it. My girlfriend downloaded it. And then she spent about 1 hour, 2 hours every morning just watching these videos and talking about how she learned so much. And I kept listening and I was like, really? Learning TikTok? I thought this was just girls dancing. What is this? So I downloaded it a few days before Christmas and I had 2 weeks off from work. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to post a few videos and try it out. I posted one and my first video got 52 views, but for having no followers, that was pretty solid compared to what I would get on a YouTube video. And then for a week, I posted about 3 or 4 videos. My 4th or 5th video, I forget which one it was. I went to bed that night. And I woke up and all of a sudden I had 150 followers. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. This platform gives me a lot more organic reach than Facebook or Instagram for sure. YouTube more than 100%. And today marks my fifth week in, and I'm at 8,060 followers or something. I had one video Sunday night go viral that took me 15 minutes to make. It's 130,000 views. I got my first mentoring program sale, which is $1,000 for me, is on Saturday. And I got a few more calls lined up. I also have two people that have reached out and want to partner and fund real estate investing for me. And this is all within 5 weeks of me starting the program. Now I have the 4 years of video experience in the background that obviously helped me, but the platform is so much more fun, allows for so much more creativity. And what I'm doing on there is I'm doing a lot of how-tos. I'm able to add my humor. I like dancing a little bit too, so I can play along with some of the dancing videos. And I go live and I teach people live. I'll post a 30-second tutorial about maybe, like, for example, how to find affordable areas to invest if you're living in a high cost living area. And then I'll go live and go deeper and answer people's questions live. So that's been my journey on TikTok so far. I highly recommend anyone who's thinking about it, because the organic reach on there is going to disappear like it did. Instagram, in its early days, you could reach a lot more people, and now they don't even give you your entire audience.
Interesting. So you said 120,000 views on a video?
It's over 130 now, yeah.
Wow. And what was the title of that one?
It's Trend. You know the song Halo by Beyonce?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to explain, but basically there's a caption on the screen that says, when you finally buy your first property, but your tenant stops paying rent and blocks your number. And then what you're supposed to do, the trend is that there's a camera behind you walking and you're falling down in slow motion to show like a situation where you got screwed over or something, yeah. Right? So it's like 9 seconds long, but it sparked a big controversy because apparently there's a lot of people that want landlords to die. That was actually one of the comments I got, was landlords deserve death. So then it ended up being a lot of people backing me up in the comments, how I talk about landlords provide housing. And that's what kind of made it go viral. It's got almost 2,000 comments now.
Wow, that's really super fascinating. Thank you so much for sharing that. At this pace, you might be famous in a couple of months and you won't have to do real estate at all anymore. What's your TikTok name so people can look you up and see your falling over video?
Yeah, my TikTok handle is at InvestStarters, InvestStarters. Same as what my YouTube channel name is, but my name on there is Real Estate Investing Mentor, because you can have only a certain amount of characters for your name there.
Okay, Antonio, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Since most of my advice is about beginners, I'm going to have to say the most important thing is to narrow your focus. Whenever you're feeling overwhelmed and you're not sure where to start, narrow your focus. If you're trying to learn how to analyze deals, only learn how to analyze deals with cash flow. Don't try to make it difficult and do multiple formulas at once. When you're trying to learn about what strategy to pick, pick one that aligns with your goals. Don't say you're going to do three different strategies. Maybe down the line you can, but to start, you need to pick one. When you're picking a location, pick one. It's very hard to learn the streets and what areas are best to invest in, Austin versus Dallas versus San Antonio versus OKC. You need to understand your market. So everything comes down to narrowing your focus in the beginning. And that's got to be the best advice I can give right now.
Okay, Antonio, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having a lot of fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at besteverconference.com. That's besteverconference.com.
Okay, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Best ever book I recently read. I read Raising Private Capital by Matt Faircloth. That one I liked a lot.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Well, first, I think I'd be pretty pissed. But then after a day or two, I would take the knowledge that I've had and combine that with finding a partner if I had no money to get the next property. The knowledge didn't disappear of how to get deals.
Out of the three deals you've done so far, which has been the best?
The best cash flow wise has been my triplex, my first one. But the one that took the most courage has to be the second one, because I placed my offer right when lockdown started in March and all other buyers backed out. And I was scared, really scared, because that was what is going to happen. But then I kept remembering that 5 years from now, this likely won't be a thing. If you asked me then, I would have said 1 year from now, this won't be a thing, but it still is a little bit. So I got to say that one took the most courage, but the best deal has been the triplex.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
Well, right now, my focus has been helping beginners. I have a community phone number where people can text me their questions and I'll answer whatever question they got. I don't really hold back, especially because there's a lot of younger people who don't have any money at all. So I'm not getting anything out of them. It's just mainly helping. I know what it was like to want to have a mentor and ask multiple people to be my mentor and got shut down. And that hurt. So being able to help like that right now is what I'm looking forward to do. Later down the line, I actually want to build a fund for beginners who don't have money to be able to help them to start.
And then lastly, what is the best ever place to reach you?
Well, that's a perfect segue.
Yeah, you can text me.
You can text me at 732-402-6988. I can't receive phone calls on that line, but you can text me any questions you want, and I'll answer them as soon as I get a chance.
Great, Antonio. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and providing us with your story and your best ever advice. We talked about your six-step process that you give to beginners to get started. Number one, clear on goals. Two, clear strategy. Three, location. You can do the strategy in. Four, get your financing in order. Five, master the analysis process. And then sixth, make some offers. And then we talked about TikTok and how you are basically TikTok famous now. And you kind of gave us some tips on how to get started on TikTok and how it's a gold mine in a sense right now, because relative to the other platforms where it's very hard to find success, to get that organic traffic. You mentioned you made over 500 videos on YouTube. You've been doing YouTube for 4 years. And Instagram too doesn't even show you their whole audience. Whereas your first video got 52 views. You had 150 followers by the end of the week. And then 5 weeks later, you've got over 8,000 followers. You've got a video with 103,000 views on it. You've got a new mentee, two potential investors. So you can find really clients, investors, anything on there. I said you do how-to videos. Make sure you add some humor for you that's dancing. And then the strategies, do 30-second tutorials and then go deeper into whatever topic you're talking about live, as well as answering questions. And then for you, that's invest starters, so people can take a look at that and attempt to mimic your success. And then your best ever advice was to narrow the focus. So kind of going back to your six-step strategy, one goal, one strategy, one location, and then get it done. So, Antonio, thank you so much for joining us today. Best of listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.